What's up, Wikimaniacs? Support for today's episode comes from True Classic. This brand new sponsor has the absolute best fitting t-shirts a man can buy. Finding the right t-shirt with a little bit of a dad bod is incredibly frustrating. Trust me, I know. Most t-shirts are either way too tight on your gut or look way too big and boxy. You're not in high school anymore, my guy, and it's time to upgrade. True Classic has already helped over 2 million men finally get a better fit at an affordable price. Our listeners get access to the best deal they offer. For a limited time only, you can get 25% off with the code Reddit at trueclassic.com. Again, that's promo code Reddit at trueclassic.com. We
are.
We
are.
We are Cultivate.
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 We are Cultivate.
Time it's your boy Sean.
What's up, Wikimaniacs? My name is Josh Shell, and I am the host of the Am I the Asshole episodes here on Reddit on Wiki. With me, of course, is the king of the assholes, John Consignato. What's going on, John?
Wait, when did I get that crown?
Just now. I just gave it to you.
Well then, all hail King Asshole then.
Yeah, I think that means something different, but we'll move on.
Before I say something that will get me canceled.
So Sean is off still celebrating his birthday. When he left, I believe he said, screw you, I'm going for each decade I've been alive. So this is his third week, second week? He's gone for
something
another week.
Something like that. Yeah, he'll be gone for a while, yeah.
So we haven't seen or heard from him since. Luckily for us, we have an amazing guest to fill in for him today. Our guest today is one of the amazing hosts of the true crime podcast, Spooky Tales. It's the podcast that focuses on Latin American folklore, myths, legends, and everything spooky. Please welcome Christina. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you? I'm so excited for this. Just want to throw that out there.
That's awesome. Yeah, I've seen you in the comments on our TikToks, and you always have great takes. So I know you're going to be a natural with this. Are there any Am I the Asshole stories that we told that you saw on TikTok that ticked you off? Or is there one that you felt we missed saying something on?
No, I feel like I usually am like, yeah, that makes sense with you, with all your takes, because I also listen to the episodes, so like the full, okay, not just the clip, but like the full picture.
Yeah.
There was one that the comments like didn't surprise me, because there's a lot of partners like this, but the one with like the husband that he didn't want to like help during nights.
Oh,
and then
yes.
So many comments that were like, well, I do all the nice stuff. And I'm like, wow, if you want to be a pick me right now, fine. I am not. Like, maternity leave is not a vacation.
No.
It sets the tone for the future. So because you're already doing all the nights for maternity leave, when you go back to work as the mom, you're going to be doing the same thing, because that's what he's used to, even though he's like, I'm going to help later. Like, no, no.
That is a great point. And that's actually something we've talked about internally, because we see all the comments and we're like, man, this is just not the vibe. Like, raise the bar a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Are you expected to be awake all the time with the baby? Because that doesn't seem fair. But
the
math is not mathing. Yeah.
Right.
But I don't know. Just raise the bar a little bit and expect a little bit more from your spouse, I believe.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, in today's episode, we have a woman who embarrasses her fiancé, a wife kicks her husband's friend out of the house, and a man refuses to walk his daughter down the aisle.
Ooh, juicy.
Okay, I'm ready.
Before we hop into the stories for today, if you do have an Am I the Asshole story you would like us to cover, please send it to redditonwikipod@gmail.com. Or DM us on Instagram or Twitter at Reddit on Wiki. Links to those are in the show notes. On top of that, if you're a returning listener, please consider giving us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Podchaser. Or you can tell a friend about us if you really like the show and want to get episodes a week early and ad-free. You can go to patreon.com/cultivatepodcastnetwork to sign up to help support the show. Whew, that might be the fastest I ever did that. So,
but I'm not a rapper, right, Josh? You're not a rapper.
Now, with all of that out of the way, it's time to hop into the first story. So, am I the asshole for embarrassing my fiancé and taking my heels off at our engagement party?
No.
So,
I bet you them heels are uncomfortable, so you may have a right
to
there.
Wear heels.
It's true. I've never done it, so we'll have to lean on you a lot for this one, Christina.
Yes.
My fiance, 31-year-old male, and I, 26-year-old female, got engaged several days ago. He and his family are much taller than I am, so he asked that I wear high heels at our engagement party since there would be lots of pictures, which, I don't know, that's kind of weird. Like, you can be your height, right? In pictures.
She's not allowed to be short, okay?
Just, man, this is hitting right at home to me.
Yeah.
I'll encourage my wife to not wear heels because I don't want her to be way taller than I am. Please, just wear flats.
I want to be in the picture too.
Yes.
So, although I wasn't comfortable slash not a fan of wearing heels, I decided to wear them for his sake since he begged and pleaded. And he also promised I would be sitting most of the time. But at the party, he had me stand for hours to welcome the guests with him. I got so tired of standing and my feet and legs were on fire. I asked him if I could sit, but his mom said I'm the fiance and I should stand next to my partner, not just sit there like the party had nothing to do with me.
What kind of party is this?
It's an all-standing party.
It sounds like there were no chairs. Retail fucking place. Yeah.
They couldn't spring for chairs, okay? It's too expensive. I told my fiance again that I was in so much pain, and he said, quote, suck it up, it's almost over, end quote.
Leave him!
So is this engagement?
What engagement? It's gone.
This is a divorce now. I had enough of it. I took my heels off and let my feet and legs cool off. He and his mother looked at me in utter confusion. Several of his family and guests saw me in bare feet as well. He freaked out, asking what I was doing. His mom asked that I put my heels on, but I said my feet were done and I couldn't do it anymore. My fiance begged me, but I stood there till it was over, as he wanted. The minute I got in the car, he flipped out, saying I embarrassed him in front of my family and friends by standing there barefoot and refusing to put my heels back on, even after his mom repeatedly asked me. I reminded him that he said I wouldn't be standing, but turns out it wasn't true. He argued that someone of a height like mine should wear heels more often and said I should have sucked it up for his sake.
Who the... Oh, hell no.
I got my back scratcher right here. I'm like, you... Oh, my.
I was going to say, John, you should wear heels more often.
Hey.
Someone of your height.
I should. Damn it. I should.
I just want to throw out, I'm very offended because I'm 5 feet tall. And sometimes I add in half an inch. So I'm 5 feet and half an inch tall. And you would not be catching me doing any of it.
Well, if you round that up, that's basically 5'1".
That's 5'1", yeah.
It's basically 5'5".
Yeah, exactly. So he said I should suck it up. And then he went upstairs and turned his phone off and refused to speak to me. I had no intention of embarrassing him, and I do not feel like I should have sucked it up, but I think that he wasn't truthful about how long I was expected to stand. Am I the asshole?
Oh.
No. He's the asshole, and you should leave him.
Yeah. If this is what he's doing before you're married, there's a lot of red flags. This is a very controlling behavior.
Yeah.
And I've never heard of anyone not allowing their fiance to sit because they were not tired.
Seriously.
You know what I mean? It's a fucking party. Do what you want.
I just don't understand what kind of party this is in the first place, that she needs to be standing the whole time there with him. That's just not comfortable.
Yeah.
And why are they standing for so long?
Right.
Like, what are they doing?
Couldn't they just have gotten like the couple in the middle, like on a table somewhere, and then everyone goes around them type of shit?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, make your guests stand.
Yeah.
It's your party.
Yeah, the
fucking guest, man.
Yeah, sit down at a table, like a head table or something like that, and make people come to you. That's what it should have been. Also, the mom's kind of an asshole, too.
I was going to say, I'm especially mad at the mom.
Especially, really?
Especially mad at the
mom.
Because now you're projecting this whole, like, some moms can be like, I just want the best for my son all the time. So my son's spouse got to be the best looking wife here. And
I've never heard your mom impression.
I have a lot of impressions, by the way. This
really
is like
good.
An angry
it's
mom.
Beautiful.
Okay? You know, my son deserves the best, and he deserves a tall woman. Oh, my God. In heels.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
I'm so mad at the mom, too.
They really should have just had like a requirement for a spouse for this man. Like, you must be 5'6 to ride this ride.
Right.
And then if she didn't qualify, they wouldn't have been together in the first place. And she wouldn't have to stand there for so long.
Yeah, it is so weird. Like, even if I was dating someone that was a foot shorter than me, I don't give a shit. Wear whatever you want. I have no input. It's not like, I don't know. I mean, an engagement party, as long as you're presentable, but you could wear whatever you want, basically. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'd go in sweatpants if I could, but my girlfriend would not let me.
I need to know the height of this family, because like my family's from El Salvador, and then I have my Mexican family, but my Salvadoran family, we're all short.
Yeah, I wonder, like, are they over 6 feet? They have to be over 6 feet, right? To say tall?
I guess. I don't know.
That's what I'd imagine.
Subjective, because like 5'6" and up is tall for me.
Maybe it's for her too. I don't actually know her height.
Right?
She's like, yeah, they're like 5'4", 5'5". They're huge.
So tall.
Such a weird request, though. Definitely.
Yeah.
Assholes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Divorce him. I guess you don't have to divorce him. You're not married yet. It was several days ago and he's treating you like this. Can you only imagine 10 years into marriage how he's going to be treating you? Like, that's...
Oh, God. Yeah. That's just full of red flags. Controlling what she wears.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Imagine during maternity shoots when she's
shit.
Like hurting already.
God. Yeah.
You got to wear heels for the pictures, daughter-in-law. I want the photographers to see this.
And like, heels are so bad for your feet. Like, yeah. So bad. They just squish them together and it's so uncomfortable. They really, you should only wear them if you're going to be sitting, which she thought she was going to, but it's just a weird thing to require in the first place.
It is so weird. Like, I would understand if it was like, not even understand, I would tolerate if he was like, oh, wear them for the pictures and then you can take them off. You know what I mean? I don't understand why she has to wear them through the whole party while they're standing. Like, just no one cares. If they're your friends and your family, they shouldn't care, right?
Exactly.
They know you. They don't give a shit what your feet look like. I think we can confidently say she's not the asshole.
Definitely not the asshole.
Nope. Yeah, not the asshole.
Girl,
yeah.
Start selling them feet pics on OnlyFans if I were you.
Right? Yeah.
Get you your bag and leave that man.
I wouldn't give that advice. Do whatever you want, to be honest. But
it's sound advice.
Not the first advice I would give, but it is sound advice. And with that, we'll move on to our next Am I the Asshole? So, am I the asshole for banning my husband's female friend from our house?
Ooh, this spicy.
Okay.
This,
a lot of layers to this one.
Mm.
So I, a 27-year-old female, have been married to my husband, a 32-year-old male, for 3 years. And we have been dating for a little over 5. My husband has this friend, a 31-year-old female. We'll call her Mary. They've known each other since they were in high school. And she's considered one of the boys.
Ooh, red flag.
Speaking of pick me, eh?
Yeah.
So this basically means she's invited to all the fishing trips and stuff, which I don't mind, and I trust my husband. Well, my problem with Mary started when she found out that I'm half Romanian. It started out kind of innocent with her asking me to say certain words, teach her some insults, etc., which didn't necessarily bother me, but it usually put me on the spot whenever we were out with my husband's friends. It only escalated to her Googling stuff about Romania and asking me, are you a vampire? do you bite your husband by the neck? All the way to, are you a gypsy?
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My God.
So that's just blatantly racist.
Yep.
So last week, me and my husband organized a mini barbecue with our friends, and Mary was invited by my husband, despite me telling him she makes me feel uncomfortable. He said he had talked to her about the remarks and she's understanding, so it's unlikely she'll do that again. It was at about midnight and there were only 4 of us left, and I accidentally spilled some red wine on Mary's jeans when I tripped over a carpet. That's when all hell broke loose. Mary started saying that I'm a witch and I'm trying to ruin her life, and this whole thing is part of a ritual, and I'm just an immigrant gypsy trying to ruin my husband's life.
God.
And I've poisoned my husband against her.
What?
I am in shock.
What
oh my God.
This could be in a spooky tales.
A murder happened then.
It's all Romanian vampires. I know it's not Latin, but...
Yeah, true. But, oh my God, the balls to say that to someone.
The audacity, at her own house?
Yeah.
What?
Man,
Jesus.
I would be like, Mary, you can get your Mary ass out of here.
I would have been throwing hands.
Bam.
These hands, she would have caught him. Oh my God.
She would have found out if I'm a vampire.
Bro, I would have just, for shits and giggles, I probably would have just bit her. Just like, you want to see vampire, bitch?
I'll show you.
Holy shit. So I started crying and profusely apologizing. Well, apologizing probably for the red wine, maybe not for the rest.
Oh,
but
okay. I wouldn't have either.
Even still, yeah, I would be like, fuck you.
I would have thrown more red wine at her.
This is actually blood.
Blood.
When she continued and wouldn't drop it, I kicked her out and banned her from ever coming to my house again.
Good.
My husband insists that Mary was just drunk and talking nonsense and that he would talk to her. He also told me I'm way too sensitive about my heritage.
Oh, hell no.
And I'm an a-hole for banning her. Mary has been giving me half-hearted apologies, but I'm still not okay with her. Am I the asshole for kicking her out?
No.
Mary and the husband are both assholes. Like, he should have her back. And she's clearly racist. Even if she was drunk, like, that doesn't change the fact she's being racist. That doesn't excuse her racism. Yeah.
Like, if she was just a dick, like, freaked out on her for spilling the wine, and then she was, like, and not being racist, you could probably forgive that, because that's, like, a minimum, okay, she was maybe having a bad night, she was drunk, and she just freaked out on me about spilling red wine. But to take it to a racist level, and with a rap sheet of doing it beforehand, that's very telling on, she's not going to change her ways, you know what I mean?
No. She would have already changed when the husband talked to her, supposedly. Yep.
Yeah. Well, to be honest, I wonder what he said to her now that...
Probably that she's being oversensitive and she needs to chill and they can talk shit about her behind her back. I don't know.
That's what I imagine too, which is even shittier.
Man, if I was a freaking OP, I would just stand in front of Mary's house, middle of broad daylight, just sun, eat as much fucking garlic as possible. Just be like, I'm one of them new age vampires, bitch. I am immune. Here's all my silver grills. I'm going to bite your ass.
You put glitter on yourself, Edward Cullen.
You see this twilight? I'm one of them new vampires. Yo, yeah, she's racist as hell, bro. Like,
yeah. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I think she's the asshole. Husband, for sure the asshole. I think she's probably a bigger asshole for just putting his wife in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then you're not the asshole at all, but...
I'm willing to bet the husband didn't even talk to her. To Mary.
Probably not. Yeah. Or he did what Christina said and just talked shit, saying that she's too sensitive blah, 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 which is probably more likely. So confirmed, not asshole. These guys are the assholes. But there is an update to this story.
Ooh. Oh, did she leave the husband?
We will have to wait until after the ad break to find out.
Oh my God, cliffhanger.
The suspense.
Am I a true podcaster now?
Yes,
you are, yeah.
So enjoy some ads and then we will get back to the update. All right, we are back, and I have made you wait for a few minutes now.
So long.
Too long.
Yeah. So we got an update for the Am I the Asshole for Banning My Husband's Female Friend from Our House. She wrote an edit in the actual post, and then she did an actual update. So I'm going to read the edit first. So she puts, edit, I guess this is the update some of you wanted. Sorry, I'm still a mess and I don't know how coherent I am. We've talked, her husband and her, and he admitted to being in and out of an affair with Mary in the first 2 years of our relationship.
Oh my God.
And that she wanted to win him back.
Wow, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
How the plot thickens.
Wow.
Some novella shit right here.
Turns out it wasn't just red wine and vampires.
They'd be sucking some other thing.
Oh, God.
It just makes everything worse. Oh, my God.
Maybe she was trying to give her tips. She's like, he likes being bit on the neck. I know.
You know?
I called my mom to help me pack up my stuff, and I am out. That's it. Mary can have them. I've been gaslit for years, and it took a Reddit post to realize. Thank you, Reddit. So, obviously, Reddit agreed with us and confirmed that they were the assholes. So, she confirmed that they broke up. It's now her ex-husband. I have to clarify that because in the update, she calls him her ex. So, I wanted to clarify that before we get into it. So, here is the update. Hey, Reddit, it's me, the witch. It's funny.
I'd get that tattooed on myself if I were her.
The vampire witch.
Yes.
She goes on to say, me and my ex-husband have talked a lot, but the subject of Mary always seems to be a danger zone. He told me he isn't prepared to truly talk to me about Mary, We have tried to mend the relationship, but after a few therapy sessions, I realized I carry way too much resentment towards my ex for any kind of relationship to work. That is good.
Yeah.
Since my ex was shutting me out, I decided to speak to Mary, as I found out through the grapevine that she wanted to tell me her part of the story. And this is where things get even more interesting.
Oh, okay.
Mary admitted she went through some situationships, by her description, with my ex and a couple of his friends. So, like, relationship kind of things, on and off, I guess.
Okay. With the friend group?
With the friend group. A couple of them, probably.
Okay.
Not at once. I imagine it's different times. It's like friends when they all kind of date each other, you know?
Right.
The issue runs deeper, though. When confronted as to why exactly she wanted me out so badly, Mary confessed that she actually got pregnant in high school. But she either doesn't know who the father is or didn't want to say it outright.
Clearly, it was her husband.
I can't know for sure, but it's supposedly one of the guys in my ex's group of friends. I guess the most likely option is that the father is my ex, and she didn't deny it. The child in question was put up for adoption and apparently found Mary as his or her biological mother a few months prior to the wine incident, which caused her to mourn the family she had given up in high school and sent her down a spiral of depression and anxiety, and made me the sole recipient of the hate because I was the only obstacle in her way of the happy ending.
Wow.
By my ex's account, he had no idea Mary was pregnant in high school because she told everyone she was studying abroad for a few months and no one saw her or knew what was happening. On to the witch part of the issue. Mary said she went through a phase where she was hanging out with several self-proclaimed witches during high school to recover from the pain caused by having given up a child. The witches gave her all sorts of ointment and all kinds of readings about the child / the child's future, etc. Turns out the witches were a fraud. Which sort of gave her the firepower to hate me even more and possibly fueled her fantasy. I'm honestly not sure how much of it is true, but here we are. In light of everything I've discovered, I have to admit I do feel sorry for Mary. After seeing her perspective and talking with her, I can understand where she's coming from, but ultimately, I am not her friend, and the situation is none of my business, at least not after it's been hidden from me all this time. Plus, her being dealt a bad hand does not mean she has to take everyone down with her. I haven't been in contact with Mary or my ex since the divorce was finalized in February of 2021.
Damn.
Wow.
How is that for an update?
Yo. Wow. The OP was not Mary's only obstacle. Like, that guy, no. He would have never been with Mary. Because if he wanted to be with Mary, they would have been together and he wouldn't have been with OP, right?
Yes.
So she's putting, like, this hate and blame on OP for no reason other than, like, these guys just don't want her.
No.
She needs to find someone else and stop being racist.
The biggest thing is stop being racist.
Yes.
Definitely projected on a person that didn't deserve all that hate. So that's
exactly. Yeah. That's like, I do feel bad for her in some ways, but it doesn't give you a pass to be an asshole. Especially racist. It doesn't give you a pass to be that either. I still put most of the blame on the husband.
Yep.
It was up to him to tell his wife about the affair and about the kid. Well, I guess he didn't know about the kid, but about that, and, you know, cut off Mary from his friend group basically, because or cut himself off from that friend group and find a different friend group. But
yeah,
he clearly didn't want to do that, and it caused a situation where he ended up alone. So fuck him.
Yeah,
for real.
I just don't get, like, why in the beginning, if she was going to be part of the friend group and not leave, and he was dating this new person, why not be like, hey, by the way, we hooked up a bunch of times. Like,
yeah, exactly. Just be honest. I mean, then you have to, you just deal with the consequences of whether she wants you to hang out with that group or not. But at least you're open and honest. And then,
and maybe it would have helped her, like, see further, look into how Mary was acting, and maybe make her own choice in the future. Like, I don't want to be with you because, like, I know the history and you keep choosing her in these little things that you shouldn't be choosing her. And instead she wasted all these years. At least she's divorced now, but, like, wow.
Yeah, I was going to say, at least she didn't waste anymore.
Yeah.
Shit.
So we don't have to make any declarations. We already said they're the assholes. I can continue to say they're the assholes.
Yeah, facts.
Yep, yeah, agreed.
And I think we're all very glad that you are out of that relationship. Hopefully you can find a guy who isn't friends with a racist pick-me girl.
That hangs out with fake witches.
that hangs out with fake witches. Yeah. Only hang out with real witches.
Real witches. Yeah.
That's the moral of the story. And with that, we'll move on to our final Am I the Asshole story of the day. Am I the asshole for refusing to walk my daughter down the aisle?
Probably, but who knows?
Who knows? Who knows?
So my daughter, a 26-year-old female, and I haven't spoken in years. When she was 15, we found out she wasn't my biological daughter and that my wife had cheated on me years ago with a friend. Already a sticky situation.
Sticking in the wrong place again.
Nope.
Okay.
As it turns out, this so-called friend was suddenly interested in playing dad. My wife and I divorced, and my daughter learned the truth, and I told her I still love her no matter what. Of course, she was now interested in getting to know her biological father, and while it hurt, I tried to accept that. She started pulling away from me after that. Even while trying to still do things together as a family, she was no longer interested. The last straw came when she was 20 and living at my house. We were arguing because she dropped out of her college courses and hadn't done anything for 3 months and was mad because I told her she either needed to go to school or work if she wanted to stay here for free. I think that's a fair transaction.
That's what my parents did, yeah.
Same, yeah. As long as I was working or doing something, my parents didn't mind if I stayed with them. So I think that's a fair trade.
Yeah.
She told me I'm not her real dad, so stop pretending like I am and she'll just go stay with her real dad. That broke me, honestly, but I told her if that's how she really feels, then there's really nothing left to say between us. And she did move out to go live with him. I was depressed for a very long time and drank a lot. My son, 24-year-old male, was the only reason to keep moving forward. For the first couple years, I reached out to my daughter. She wanted no contact, and I learned to accept that and move on. It helped me to find peace in my life, and my son stopped talking to her for a while over this and was angry with her. They still chat sometimes, which also doesn't bother me. Through him, I learned her biological father died in October of 2019, and that she's also engaged. Recently, she reached out to me and wanted to ask me if I'd be willing to walk her down the aisle. After a pretty long message about how much she hurt me with the past, with her actions, I told her no. She didn't want me to be her father anymore, so I learned to no longer view her as my daughter. This turned into a fight between us because according to her, it's not her fault she wanted to know her real dad. And I agreed with her, it's not. But what was her fault was how she treated me ever since. In my mind, I know if he hadn't passed, we wouldn't even be speaking right now. It ended with me telling her I hope she enjoys her wedding, but I want no part of it or her life. My son told me she's ranted to my family that I'm ruining her day, and she thought parents are supposed to love their kids unconditionally. My brother seems to think that I'm being an asshole, and this is my chance to be in her life again, but I have no interest in that. Still, everyone has a strong opinion and says I'm making it difficult for my daughter to have the wedding she wants. My son is on my side, but the comments are wearing me down, and just for the sake of my sanity, am I being the asshole?
I don't think so. That's just a hard situation for everyone. Because, like, first, that age range, you're so dumb. You don't know anything.
Yes.
So you're going to tell even, like, your real parent, you're going to be like, you're not my parent, even though they are.
Yeah, my real dad. Yeah, I think I agree. I think it's a tough situation. But ultimately, she made her choice to break things off with you and fracture that relationship. And if you're in a healthy place and a happy place, I don't think you need to put yourself out there to mend the fence. I think it's on her to mend that fence.
Yep.
Yeah. The fact she was even there at 20 at his house and he knew that wasn't his real daughter, like, that alone is like, wow. Yeah. That's a hard situation because, she was young. She was, I don't know.
You're young
not
and dumb.
Like a fully. Yeah, exactly. He did more than he should have already. And, you know, if he wants to move on, let him. It's like, it's really not his daughter.
No, and I get that he was in her life for 20 years. But it is such a tough situation. Like, if you found out that person that you were taking care of for 20 years wasn't biologically yours, it would be tough. And he handled that, I think, very well and very, very adult. Like, he was like, oh, I don't care if you're not my daughter. I'm still willing to be your father if you want me to. And she didn't want him to. I think that's on her to realize. And I'm hoping that she finally figures that out. I mean, it's probably too late to mend the relationship now. But yeah, I don't think you're the asshole for saying no.
I don't think so either. I think based on what you guys are saying, that he did kind of do more than what he should have, knowing that that's not really his kid. And the fact that he came to terms with it and then he grieved. And he the point that he brought up that she wouldn't have reached out to him if her biological father hadn't died. And in a way, like, he admitted already in his heart that, like, all right, I'm cut off. Like, there should be no ties here anymore. I think it's appropriate what he did. And I think the daughter is pretty asshole-ish. And again, it's the whole young and dumb type of shit.
Yeah.
But I think the daughter should have mended fences first before reaching out, because that is pretty heavy. Because now what is that daughter trying to say? Like, oh, you can be in and out of my life whenever you want. You know, that's fucked up. That's fucked up for the parent too.
Only
you know?
When I need you.
Yeah. Exactly.
I need you for this role that you have to play for that, one day. And then I'll never talk to you again.
Exactly.
Probably.
Are you, what's the situation beyond walking down the aisle? Is that it?
Yeah.
Or are you going to be like, oh, you know how there's a tradition that the dads are supposed to pay for the wedding type of situation?
I was thinking
is it
going to
be like that too?
Or? Yeah. I didn't even think of that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
God damn.
Yeah. Plus, does she actually want him back in her life because she doesn't have a father and he was once a father figure? Or does she just want a picture perfect wedding with the father walking down the aisle? Like, because not everyone has that, and that's fine. But some people get so caught up in like, their wedding, it has to be perfect. Like, first of all, no, it doesn't. But that's probably her real like reasoning there. Yep. And maybe what you said, John, like she wants some of that money.
She wants a fake sugar daddy.
Yep.
Oh, wait, that's a different thing. Never mind.
That's a way different thing.
Definitely not the asshole. I don't know if we can necessarily call your daughter an asshole. You're young and dumb. It's hard
I will.
You would? Okay, that's fair. I would chalk it up to being young and dumb, but...
Yeah, like what she did back then was young and dumb, but now I think she's being an asshole.
Okay.
I don't think that's fair. She really wants a relationship with him.
Fair, yeah. Well, that is it. We made it through the episode.
Yay.
What did you guys think? Were these people assholes? Or, I don't know what the opposite of an asshole is. Were they a vampire witch?
Ooh. That's what...
Yes.
Those are the angels on this show. So let us know in the comments on YouTube or on our website. And before we sign off, Christina, please tell the Wikimaniacs about A Spooky Tales and where they can find it.
Yeah, so A Spooky Tales, it's a podcast about Latin American spooky stories, myths, legends, occasionally true crime. It's a lot of fun. We're just getting these stories out there that are normally not told, you know, beyond what you hear. Like most people just know about La Llorona. And yeah, we're just trying to get stories out there that are not heard. So you can just search A Spooky Tales wherever you get your podcasts.
And you're also on TikTok. So
I am.
TikTok famous. Yes.
A lot of our listeners are on TikTok as well. So definitely look up A Spooky Tales on TikTok if you're into the true crime. I think you do an excellent job on TikTok telling the stories. Like
thank
quick,
you.
Concise, and and very creepy
sometimes. It took a lot to get there. Like if I almost sometimes want to hide my first videos because they're like so cringe.
I didn't know how to tell stories.
You did. I'm about to do it.
Yeah. We hit a couple. There's still a couple cringe ones on there, but yeah, it's something, you know, it's not like a terrible thing.
You live and you learn, you know?
Yeah.
It looked like I was reading off of something and pausing.
All I do is read. So, yeah. So it's probably
but
fun.
But it's good. Like mine was no.
Mm. I might add as well, if you don't mind me, we have a lot of Filipino listeners. And let me tell you, there's a bunch of parallel to like Latin, like spooky shit and Filipino spooky shit.
There is. We can thank our colonizers for that.
Yes. Spain.
But it,
shout
it
out
makes
to
for
Spain.
Good stories.
Shout out to Spain for like fucking us over for like
oppressing
hundreds
us
of years.
For years.
Shout out to my Spanish last name. And I do not know how to speak Spanish whatsoever besides ¿Dónde es la biblioteca? That's it. That's all
¿Dónde
I know.
¿Dónde está?
I fucked up already.
You did.
That's more than I know. So.
Exactly. And, you know, and listen to A Spooky Tales. Like I told Christina in the beginning of the episode, I am trying my best not to fangirl right now because I am a huge fan of their show.
I'm
so Wikimaniacs, if you want to listen to some good spooky shit, listen to A Spooky Tales.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And they do a lot of like stories I've never heard of. So it's completely different than most other true crime or spooky podcasts that I've ever listened to. So definitely go check it out. If you want to hear more of our show, consider subscribing and giving us a rating and review on whatever platform you are on, or share the podcast with a friend. And don't forget, you can submit your own Am I the Asshole story to us using our email at redditonwikipod@gmail.com or sending us a DM on Twitter and Instagram at redditonwiki. And I actually believe we're doing another listener-submitted episode when Sean's back. I think that's in about 2 weeks. So be sure to send your stories in ASAP. Finally, thank you to Christina and John for coming on today and giving their takes. Really appreciate it. John, you're contractually obligated to be here, but Christina, we appreciate you being here.
Yes.
It was so much fun.
And thank you, Wikimaniacs, for another amazing episode. We will see you on Monday.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Great power. For the fifth time, it's your boy Sean.
Audible is the largest collection of audiobooks and podcasts.